The general manager of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving, joins us. Mr. Treliving, how are you?
I'm doing okay today. How are you doing today, Bob?
We're doing great. I know it's a long day. We appreciate very much taking a couple of minutes for us. Well, John, I'll throw it to you because we were talking about Giordano a little bit earlier on and the situation that took place. Ask the question.
Yeah. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Sure.
I've been bugging Brad all day. So.
Yeah, he didn't sound that enthused, John. I know, Brad. You got to hide it better than that, Brad.
So can you talk us through the last 5 days since the injury that Mark sustained and the approach that you had? I mean, it was like you guys put us on hold and put the fans on hold. And I don't mean that in any negative sense. You guys put us on hold for 5 days not releasing the torn bicep, because the torn bicep was, you guys knew right away.
Are you insinuating that there was something untruthful done, John?
No, what I'm suggesting is that you were trying to find a way to make sure the other teams didn't know you needed a defenseman.
Well, it's two things. Obviously, number one, it was the concern for Mark. We know he got injured. There was some time after the New Jersey game, I think it was a day or two, when just to get the actual medical report of here's exactly what's taken place. And with that goes options. And, the option being, what is the ability or likelihood or inability for Mark to continue to play. I mean, after you get, okay, here's the diagnosis, we're not going to do anything to jeopardize. You wouldn't do it to any player, but obviously knowing Mark's status with us and just our captain, our best player, so you want to get all the information. And that doesn't just happen overnight. You see specialists, you go through the process. As you're going through that, without question, we were quiet, as quiet as we could be. Again, from Mark's situation, and you look at us and trying to figure out how we're going to deal with this. But it was, Mark went back, I think it was yesterday, went back to see our people in Calgary, go through everything once again. And it was, when it was finally determined now that, because with this injury and with some injuries, you see how it responds, you see how it settles down. Is there a remote chance to play? If so, when? We finally got to that here now where it's, there's no ability to play through this injury. So once that's determined, you get it fixed and you deal with it. And there's the injury to deal with, and obviously those people that know Mark know. I mean, he'd play on one leg if he could. And, so you're also dealing with the person who's it's ripped all of our guts out and it's devastated him. And now we deal with it and we move on as best we can.
Now, he took the pregame skate against the Islanders the other night, though, didn't he, Brett? Like, there was no chance he was going to play in that hockey game, was there? Like, you guys knew that.
In my mind, there's no chance. But that's Mark. If you know Mark, he's like, if there's a half of 1% chance, let me see. I mean, first of all, you determine there's no further damage that you can do. But then it's a functionality. You can't put somebody in a position where they can't function, and it's a pain tolerance, and just it's whether there's the ability to do it. So, when there's a even as remote as it was. Mark wanted to see if there's a chance, and it was pretty obvious pretty quick that there wasn't going to be a chance. And then you look at it and say, with time, whatever that time might be, is there a chance before the end of the season that he could come back? And when you finally make that determination, then you move forward and get it repaired
with a player. Brad, that is as good as this player has played. It's impossible to go out there at trade deadline time and replace him with something comparable. Did you contemplate any kinds of moves to compensate for his potential loss?
Well, yeah, Bob, we've been looking at this and saying, okay, And I think yours is a real good, and that's, you know, that you know, our belief right from the beginning is, as soon as it happens, you don't replace Mark Giordano.
Right.
You just, you don't go to the Mark Giordano tree and pick one off. And if you think, the dangerous part, if you think you might get a close facsimile, to me, you make a massive, huge mistake at this time of the year. Because the prices for us to go out and plug a hole, just it didn't make any sense. And but do we look and say, yes, we've got a big hole in our blue line, and we want to try to fill it. Yes, we've been working that since the minute Mark went down. We just couldn't find that, you know, a fit where all of a sudden we make a move that may or may not make us better, but or help us or fill the gap, but yet it's going to cost us something that a week, 2 weeks, a month from now, we're wondering what the heck we just did. So
yeah, you regret it.
You just regret it. So we were aggressive on any possible situation, looked at a bunch of different scenarios, and at the end of the day, we couldn't find anything to make sense, and so that's where we were at.
Brad, your team has been tremendously resilient this year. All those comeback wins would attest to that. Are you worried at all about what this is going to do to your team emotionally?
Well, you're worried all the time, yeah. But yeah, our group is, you're right. It's a real fun group to be around. They're a real resilient group. You know, nothing seems to faze them. Listen, you also have to deal in reality. Like, is this a blow? Yes, it is a blow. You know, we gathered our group. Actually, we had a little meal as a group after the game in New Jersey. And, you know, at that point, we didn't know. We didn't know how long Mark's going to be out. But you could see it. Probably they could see it in my face, too. We all looked like we just were walking out of a funeral. So I think that was, so we shut the doors and had a little meeting and said, listen, you know, absolutely, this is not good. That we, you know, whether Mark misses a day, a week, or whatever it is. So we know what he means. But at the end of the day, too, we got to get our heads up here. Nobody can feel sorry for us. This will cause some adversity, but with each one, there's opportunity. And, you know, I have yet to meet a hockey player that says, I want less chance, less opportunity, less minutes. So now here's a chance for people to step up, to do a little bit more, not just on the blue line, but throughout our lineup. And so we've just taken that approach. So it's not reality to think people are just going to, you know, hug and say, great, you know, Mark, so we'll just soldier on. There is a period, and I think what's been important is we've had a little time here just over the last couple of days to sort of regroup and say, okay, now we know this is the group we got, and you know, the last 18-19 games or whatever it is we have, we are, you know, we're going to push like mad to see if we can't keep this thing moving along.
Shani, turn your mic on, please.
You traded Sven Barchi to Vancouver. How difficult was it to give up on a first-round pick? But as I understand it, he had asked to be traded.
Well, it's, anytime you move a player, and especially a young player, and I, you know, those are difficult decisions. You know, there is some context here when we look at it. You know, Sven's, and I'm relatively new. I just got to know Sven this year. Obviously, I've followed him throughout his junior career and his first 3 years of pro. You know, it was made clear to me through his representatives that Sven was eager to look for a new opportunity. You know, in recent weeks, it was made clear to me that Sven's coming to the end of his entry-level contract. And it was their intention not to come back to Calgary. And that's by no way, shape, or form I'm not throwing rocks at Sven at all. I mean, that's the reality. That's where they were. But in also those cases, you just don't react and say, he's not the first player to be unhappy in a situation. You do everything you can to work through those, and you try to find solutions. And so this process has been going on for quite a while. You then go into the market and see, okay, if we were to do something, what makes sense? What's the return? And in all candor, guys, this is the best you know, we talked with Vancouver. This was by far the best return that we had to date. And but you also have to study that. Does it get better? Do we think the situation could improve and therefore the value could increase?
Right.
You have to map out all the different solutions. In our mind, we just felt the situation was going to deteriorate. And, you know, you never want to act too soon, but you can also act too slowly. And we just felt, you know, all things considered, this deal made sense for us. It gives us another, what we think is a very good asset and a good draft, and sends a good player, sends a good young player. But we just felt it was time to make this move.
The Giordano injury doesn't make things any easier, but you're still alive, and where there's hope, there's the prospect of the playoffs. And I think at this point, well, at the beginning of the season, I'm not sure very many Calgary fans thought there was much of a chance of that happening. So you've given them a nice ride. We'll see over the next few weeks whether it can come to fruition. Thanks a lot for taking time for us tonight, Brad. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, guys.